Archer's Omnibus for the week 8 to 13 October 2000.
That's enough carrots, Mum.
I should do a few more if I were you. There will be 11 of us.
Righto.
I must say, I'm not looking forward to this at all.
I'm sure it'll be lovely.
I'm talking about the meal. Oh. Should be such a happy time, all of us together.
Yes, it should.
I can't think what will be achieved.
No, neither can I.
Let's just hope everyone's reasonable and that we do sort things out once and for all. Ever the optimist, eh?
Of course, the fact that the whole subject of the farm will be taboo until after the meal won't make things any easier. Oh. I just get the feeling we'll be talking round it all the time.
Table's lit.
Thanks, Ruth.
Anything else I can do?
I think it's all under control. You can have a sit down if you like.
Oh, thanks. Oh. Nice of Alistair to offer to take the kids out after the meal.
Quite honestly, Ruth, he thinks he's got the best deal.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Now, oh, come on. We're all being unduly negative about the whole thing.
Oh, Mum, you weren't exactly...
Me included. We'll have a nice Sunday dinner, and then, with a bit of luck, by the end of the day, we'll all be a lot clearer about what's been a very upsetting situation for all of us.
Amen to that.
Hi.
Oh, look who's come a-calling.
Hello.
Are we all well?
Mmm. Oh, flowers. How lovely, darling. Thank you. I'll put them in water.
Nigel sends his love.
Oh, yes, Mum said he and the twins were having lunch with Julia.
And Lewis. Lewis is cooking, no less.
Oh, I'm impressed.
It's a shame, though. I think Alistair would have liked some adult company in the country park this afternoon, while we all confer.
Oh, won't you be with him, Ruth?
Me? No, I'm not going to miss the meeting, am I?
Oh, no, of course not.
Mum, do you know where Dad is?
In the office.
I just want to have a quick word with him.
I think he's going over some of the figures.
Won't be a second.
Well, I think I'm going to pour myself a glass of this. Anyone else want one?
No, thanks, love.
Not for me, Kenton.
Shula?
Oh, why not?
That's the spirit. There you go.
Oh, thanks.
So, how was church this morning? Full of incense and solemnity?
Hardly. Not with Janet doing the service.
Oh, Ruth, Janet tells me you're going to draw the raffle for the Harvest Supper this year.
That's right. I was dead chuffed to be asked, actually.
What's this?
The proceeds are going to a breast cancer charity.
Oh, I see. Nice one. Alas, I won't be there to partake.
When are you going back? Friday, is it?
Thursday night. Back to the sun and the sea.
I'm sorry, I just don't think it's fair.
Yes, so you keep saying.
Ruth's not immediate family. Nigel won't be here, neither will Alistair. I mean, couldn't she just go out with the kids after the meal or something?
No, she couldn't, Elizabeth.
But why? Why is Ruth the exception?
Because, as David's pointed out, Ruth, as a full partner in the farm, is directly affected by what gets said at this meeting, whereas Nigel and Alistair aren't.
Yeah,
and I agree with David.
I see.
Quite frankly, with everything we've been dealing with in the dairy, we've got enough on our plates without having to discuss this all the time.
Oh, what's happened now?
While Ruth is away, the cell count in the milk went through the roof. David should have been doing some dry udder therapy on the vulnerable cows, but he didn't. We've had six of them on antibiotics. It's all cleared up now, though.
I see. Well, that's all very well, but I still say...
You can say all you want. I've told David it's right that Ruth should be there, and there's an end to it, all right?
But, Dad...
Can we please leave this now, Elizabeth? I've had a trying enough time lately as it is.
Sorry to bother you, folks. Dad, Mum says, can you sort out whatever wine you want to have with dinner?
Oh, right. It is beef we're having, isn't it?
So I believe.
Right. Won't be a minute.
Were you two talking about what I hope you were talking about? The cuckoo in the nest situation?
Yes, we were.
And?
No go.
Oh, well. Worth a try, I suppose.
It's totally unfair, though.
Yeah. Well, we'll just have to take on both of them. Ruth and David.
We haven't got a choice now, have we?
Kenton, Elizabeth, I'm dishing up.
Dinner bell? Here we go.
Ask not for whom the bell tolls.
So we've got the reporting officer coming on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to establish that Alistair isn't coercing me into the adoption.
Like Alistair could coerce you into doing anything.
Funnily enough, that's exactly what he said.
Are we going to get started or what?
In a minute. There's no hurry.
Well, the meal's over. The kids have been dispatched off to the great outdoors. I'd like to get on.
Well, we can as soon
as... Sorry you were so long.
My fault. I dropped a pudding bowl.
Still, it's all cleared up now.
Now, before I sit down, does anyone want more coffee?
No, thanks, Mum.
No, thank you.
Right, then.
Good. Well, I suppose we'd better get on with the matter in hand.
At last.
Right. Now, how about if I outline the history of the situation?
Yep.
Fine. Well, as we know, my plan was to leave the farmhouse and the farm itself, buildings included, to David and Ruth. The mother and I were to sell some land to David and Ruth and, with the money, buy a new place to live in for our retirement, which we'd eventually leave to Elizabeth and Shula. Now, that was the plan. However, Elizabeth raised an objection.
Yes, I felt...
Sorry, Elizabeth, can I just finish?
OK, fine.
Elizabeth felt that she wasn't being treated equitably and that she wanted a share of the business.
Which simply isn't practical.
Yeah, thank you, David.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yes, well, I'm not allowed to, so why should you...
Elizabeth!
Can we try and keep this civilised, please?
I am.
If I may continue. David went back to Elizabeth and offered her a share of the profits, should he and Ruth ever decide to sell up. That wasn't acceptable to you either, Elizabeth, right?
No, it wasn't.
So, that's where we stand so far, yes?
Sounds about right to me.
And that's everybody's needs and wants out in the open, is it? I haven't missed anybody out.
Not exactly, Dad.
Sorry.
Well, to put it bluntly, what about me?
You?
What?
Well, fair's fair. You know, Elizabeth and Shula are being provided for. Dave's being very well provided for. Where do I feature?
Kent and Dee, you know perfectly well you've already had your inheritance a number of years ago to help you invest in the antiques business.
A great success that turned out to be.
OK, yeah, I had a one-off payment of 50k.
I don't believe I'm hearing this.
Which doesn't compare to the 1-point-whatever-million Dave and Ruth stand to inherit if you just give over the farm to them. Look, I've no wish to make waves, but...
Kenton?
But, and I think Elizabeth and I agree on this, my wife is about to have a baby, and Elizabeth has got two young children. And those kids all stand to lose out where Dave and Ruth's kids stand to win big time.
It's a working farm, Kenton. It's not a big bag of cash.
It could be, if you chose to convert it into one.
I notice you're keeping very quiet in all this, Shula.
Me? I'd rather you didn't drag me into it.
Well, you do realise how much you stand to lose out as well, or Daniel does. Oh, or don't you care about that?
Oh, please don't start trying to suggest that I don't care about his future, Elizabeth.
Maybe if we just try to cool things down a little.
What Mum and Dad decide to do with their money and property, what they've earned and worked for, is their business. We should count ourselves lucky if we get anything.
Oh, well, how very saintly of you.
Oh, shut up. Elizabeth!
Well, it's easy for her to say that, isn't it? Gran left her Glebe Cottage. She was getting her share before the rest of us were out of our teens.
Oh, good grief! Am I supposed to have turned it down?
No, but some of us don't get things handed to us on a plate. Some of us have to work.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, because you built that stately pile you're living up from scratch, didn't you?
Yes, actually we did. The business, anyway. When Nigel and I took over the running of Lower Loxley, it was just a money pit. I didn't get handed a job and a home for life, or a nice little country cottage. I've had to work for what I've got.
Well, so do we.
Yeah, same here.
I'm sorry, Kenton, but that is palpably not true. I've spent most of your working life bailing you out in one form or another.
So have I.
Oh, yeah, oh, that's right. Oh, God, throw that back at me, why don't you?
Please, can we all try to keep calm about this?
I would, Mum, but it is difficult to keep calm in the face of some of this absolute nonsense.
Oh, helpful comment, David.
Meaning what exactly?
Meaning this little sob story you both seem to have concocted about how you're both so poor and how this isn't for you, it's for your children. It's pathetic.
Yeah, well, that's easy for you to say, Dave. You stand to inherit a fortune.
It is tied up in a farm, Kenton, which we intend to keep on farming. So it is not money in the bank. And you want your cut of that, right?
Damn right I want my cut, Dave, in just the same way that you...
How many times have I got to ask you not to call me Dave?
Actually,
how many times?
My story my views
is the one where the poor working farmer gets his livelihood taken away by his wicked and greedy brother.
If you would just examine the facts for about 15 seconds, you'd be able to see that that is exactly what you're doing, Kenton. You and Elizabeth are trying to carve up my livelihood.
Well, tough, because I want what's fair.
Right! Enough! I can't take any more of this. David, I think I'm going to catch up with Alistair and the kids.
Are you all right, love?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just need to be where I'll be more use.
Okay, then.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, bye.
Thanks for a lovely dinner, Jill.
Right, love. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Well, at least it's immediate family now.
What?
Oh, Elizabeth, please. Is there never a time when you can just learn to keep quiet?
Just what exactly do you mean, Elizabeth?
Please don't let's get on to this.
You know what she means. Ruth isn't immediate family, and she shouldn't even have been here.
You know, Canton, there are times when I could seriously...
When you could what?
Oh, come on, David. David, calm down.
No, I will not calm down. You have no idea, have you, Mr. Prodigal Son? You have no idea what goes on at this farm. The reason that Ruth was here is because she is a part of it. More than you ever were. And if she hadn't been so ill, she'd have been around to avert the serious...
Oh.
Listen to me! Serious crisis that we have just had to deal with. My wife has more right to be here to talk about the future of this farm than you will ever have. Do I make myself clear?
All right. No need to fly off the handle.
Kenton, I think you should apologise, actually.
Me? Look, I'm only saying what I feel. If I can't do that, then what is the point in having this meeting in the first place?
Well, I'm seriously beginning to wonder about that myself.
Oh, great. So what are we all doing here?
Well, you may well ask. I only agreed to it because Kenton insisted we should be able to sort everything out. Well, I don't know about anybody else, but it seems to me everyone's just as entrenched as they were before.
Worse. We've got someone else trying to make a claim.
Oh, look, I can't say this more strongly. If you just decided to leave me... Oh, I don't know, an old plant pot, it would be fine, oh. Really, it would.
No, hang on, Shula, why should you go without, just because Kenton
oh,
suddenly decided...
Oh, don't blame all of this on Kenton.
Yeah. You can stop painting me as the villain
of
the whole
thing. Yes, all right, enough, now stop, now. Right, your mother and I are obviously going to have to think about all this.
What?
Because Kenton has, for reasons of his own, made the situation even more complicated than it was before. But I'm warning all of you, we, your mother and I... made the decision as to how things were going to be months ago. After all, it was our decision to make. And to be frank with you all, right now I don't see how that decision's going to change.
Oh, on, you little beggar.
How's it going, Eddie?
Ah, oh, there we go. All right.
Rick, you're going to need a new dust cover. That one's all rusted over, look.
Ah, she'll clip back okay. Can't wait to get this tractor on the road. There. Lawyers. Lawyers. Uh-huh. Oh, actually, Dad, you couldn't do us a favour, could you?
What's that, then?
You couldn't carry on with this just while I go over to Grey Gables. Won't be more than 20 minutes or so.
What are you going over there for?
Just want a quick word of Jack Woolley up at the lodge, that's all.
What about?
Oh, you know, just a bit of business he might be able to put my way.
What business?
Dad.
Well, you're the one wanting me to take over a job you started. I want to know why.
Come on. You've changed the brake disc on a tractor before. You can do it with your eyes closed.
Well, what's the hurry, any road?
I'm hoping to run as soon as possible, that's all.
And can't this business with Jack Woolley wait?
No. I need to catch him before anyone else... Look, are you going to give me a hand or not?
All right. Well, give us them pliers, then.
Thanks, Dad. I owe you one. Won't be a couple of minutes on it.
Just off to school.
Oh, yeah? What's the guitar for?
Oh, ain't you heard? He does exams in anything these days.
GCSE in Chuck Berry, eh?
Who?
I take it you're going to be over at Meadow Rise again tonight, our Edward.
Yeah, Jazz is bringing the amp over.
Well, you mind you keep the noise down?
Yeah, of course. Look, I'd better be going or I'll miss the bus.
Oh, that's all right, son. I'm just off. I'll give you a lift into the village.
Oh, that'd be great.
Right, see you later, Dad.
Right, sure.
I shouldn't be long.
Bye, Grandad.
Hey, mind you, you go now. Well, just get on with this.
Edward! Oh, Edward!
Something wrong, Clarissa?
He's gone off without his sandwiches again. Means he'll be buying chips dinner time.
Oh, we'll survive, I reckon.
Yeah, but he's spending the night at Meadow Rise. Goodness only knows when he's going to eat a proper meal.
Oh, you know where, Edward. Always finds a way of getting food when he's hungry.
Yeah. Still, I ain't happy about him spending all that time over there.
You'd rather he started playing that electric guitar at full volume round here, eh?
Oh? Just worried about what he and his mates gets up to.
Oh, pretty much what they get up to any road, I reckon. Besides, at least it's warm there. Autumn's drawing in, Clary. That bender ain't going to be much use of a night from now on. There'll be frost.
Morning, Mr. Woolley.
Oh, morning, Eddie.
You got a minute?
Just on my way down to the shop, actually.
Oh, it won't take long. I can give you a lift there if you like.
Oh, no, I'll walk, thank you very much. Keeps me fit. So, what can I do for you?
Oh, it was just that I heard there was a removal van outside Keeper's Cottage last week.
Yes, the tenants have moved on to pastures new. Oh,
so, have you let it yet?
Not yet. Why?
Well, I just wondered if you'd consider renting it to us.
Oh, I see.
I mean, you don't have to answer straight away. I thought I'd plant the possibility in your mind, that's all.
Now, don't get me wrong, Eddie. I've no objections to you renting the place personally. It's just that, well, forgive me, do you think you could afford the rent?
Well, depends what it is, doesn't it?
500 per calendar month, plus deposit.
Ah.
Which would be a month's rent in advance.
OK.
Think you could manage that?
Yeah, well, the two of us working. I mean, I'm not saying it'd be easy raising that kind of cash up front, but I'd do me damnedest if you was willing to let us have the place.
Can you pass us down the adjustable, lad?
Sure.
I mean, I just don't know what to do about it anymore.
I know what you said.
The situation was bad enough before, now it's worse. I really didn't think it was possible to get any worse.
Me neither.
I mean, I thought deadlock was, you know, deadlock. A finite thing. Then along comes Kenton demanding his pound of flesh, and hey presto, we're even more deadlocked.
David, is it me? Or is this a repeat of the conversation we had late yesterday afternoon, last night, and again this morning?
Yeah, well, if I can't moan to you, then who on earth am I going to moan to, eh?
I know. But one of the reasons I walked out of that meeting was, well, I was just finding the whole thing totally soul-destroying.
Yeah, I know. Don't blame me for leaving. It was horrible. And Kenton. Well, Kenton and I always did have a tendency to rub each other up the wrong way, but Elizabeth, you know, I really don't like her very much right now, and I wish that the whole thing would, I don't know, somehow just go away.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I just wish there was some way of making progress.
Yeah, well, it's hard to know what that could be anymore. Well, anyway, better get this thing over to the estate.
Oi, oi.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Glad I caught you in.
Yeah, well, I can't stay around to chat. I should have been out drilling on this thing ages ago, only the shear pin went.
OK, I won't keep you. Just wanted to put a proposition to the pair of you.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Wondered if you'd like to be in at the beginning of a new and highly successful Grundy venture.
Oh, yeah. And what venture's this, then?
Manure. You provide it, I sell it.
Manure, eh?
Yeah. I've been coining it with that mushroom compost I've been selling. I reckon if I went into the manure business, I could do exactly the same thing. And I thought, who better to go to than to Brookfield? Well, you've been loose housing for years, and as dairy farmers, well, you're the best there is.
You wouldn't say that if you'd seen the cell count in our milk last week.
Thanks, Ruth.
Yeah, oh, I heard about that from Neil. Tough going, eh?
You said it.
So, listen, what do you think about the manure idea, then?
Well, it sounds interesting, Eddie. I think it could really take off, but we couldn't be the ones to supply you, I'm afraid.
We put all our manure back onto the land. It's part of our system.
Oh, I see.
Edward Grundy, is that you?
Oh, you're right, Mr. Woolley. You going back to Ambridge?
Oh, I am indeed. Hop in.
Cheers. I'll just put my guitar in.
Right.
There we go. Oh, I was beginning to think no one would ever stop. This is a bit of all right.
Thank you, Higgs. Yeah, I'm not sure what your mother would say to you hitchhiking home. What happened? You missed the school bus?
No, I was supposed to be spending the night at Meadow Rise. Only left my key behind in the caravan, didn't I? Well, I didn't realise till I tried to open the front door.
Oh, I see.
Well, so I'm going to go home, get the key, and see if I can't get Dad to give me a lift back. I'm going to practice the guitar with the amp, see?
Ah, so you still think of Ambridge as home, do you, rather than Borchester?
Oh, yeah, well, I don't mean Ambridge is a dump, obviously.
Well, that's a little harsh, surely.
Well, it's not as much as a dump as Meadow Rise, and it's my dump, if you know what I mean.
Just about. And this affection for the village would explain the sudden rush of community spirit, would it?
Not with you, Mr. Woolley.
Well, I ran into Mrs. Snell at the shop this morning, and she tells me that you've signed up with Fallon Rogers to do the props for the Mikado.
Yeah, we have, as it happens.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think it's admirable that young people take an active interest in village events.
Oh, yeah, you know me, Mr. Woolley. Always want to have a go.
Oh, yes. Although, it did occur to me that you joining might have something to do with the recent rush of young ladies wanting to become part of the company.
Have they? Can't say I've noticed.
Oh, come on, Edward. I was young once myself, you know.
Yeah, well, all right.
I thought as much. Yes, the female side of the cast seems to have increased since young Tommy Archer was cast as Nanky Poo.
Yeah, the man's a babe magnet. He's the main reason why Fallon signed up.
Aha!
No, but don't tell her I said so, all right?
Secret's safe with me.
Anyway, the first job Mrs. Snow gave us was to go out and get a load of fans.
Fans?
Well, yeah, you know, as in to keep cool with.
Oh, I see. Sorry, I thought you were talking about Tommy Archer. Sounds as if his fan club is big enough already.
You reckon it's the spirit of a fella named John Breyer? Now, he was a strange one, was John Breyer. Used to come and go a lot. Some say he had the look of the devil. Some say he was descended from the gentry. You know, the fairies. He was a tinker, you see. Used to go all over selling pots and pans and the like, one minute here, next minute gone. But they said you could always hear him coming because he'd wear his pots and pans tied round him like. And he used to make a noise. Clank, clank, clankety clank. And they do say you can hear him still.
Oh, stop it, Joe. You're giving me the creeps.
Oh, it gets scarier than that, Clary, love. It's a bloody and spine-chilling tale, is this one.
And you want to tell it at Mrs. Aldridge's Halloween, do?
Well, why not? Supposed to be an evening of chilling tales, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but I thought it was supposed to be all, well, you know, Charles Dickens and that.
Yeah, that old stuff wouldn't scare the skin off a rice pudding. No, this is the real thing, a genuine ghost story, and what's more, it's local. It's all supposed to have happened up round Avery way.
Well, I ain't never heard of it. There's your cocoa in mind, it's hot.
You never heard your old dad say, there goes old John Breyer a-looking for the squire when your mum dropped a pan or such?
Can't say as I did.
It was a local saying. And the tale of how it come about is exactly the sort of thing that Aldridge woman should be after for Halloween.
Whereas you'll be after the free glass of punch she's offering, like as not.
Well, fair price for a good story, I'd say.
Bonjour, me.
Hello, Eddie, love. There's cocoa in the pan if you want some.
Ah, I'm all right, sir. Poor job.
You get into the flat, all right?
Yeah. There was a couple of his mates waiting at the front door when we arrived. One of them was carrying a great big guitar amp.
Oh, neighbours are like us, then.
Oh, I hope they ain't going to be too noisy. We may have to go back and live there come the winter.
No, I ain't going back to that place. Oh,
listen, I done a bit of thinking on the way back.
Oh, yeah, what about?
Well, something Clary said put me onto it. Grange Farm Cider.
What you talking about, Eddie?
Well, you know, he was talking about this being the time of year me and Dad always used to make it. Like, the cider, I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Another of life's pleasures denied me by the likes of Matt Crawford.
Nah, but is it? That's me point.
Eddie, huh? We can hardly make cider when we don't have no orchard.
Why not? Hang on. Take a look at that.
Is that one of our apples?
A Porchester beauty.
Yeah. Orchard's still there, isn't it? I drove up there on my way back. Well, most of the apples are just lying on the ground. They still got the cider-making equipment over there. We could get a few people together one evening and pick them all up. And Bob's your uncle.
You mean I might be able to make cider this year after all?
I don't see why not.
No, well, I do. You can't just go over there and pick up a whole crop of apples that don't belong to you.
Why not?
It's stealing.
Well, Brian Aldridge obviously don't want them. He's just left them to rot. And there's still no buyer for the place, is there? So who are we stealing from?
Do take a seat, Cathy. Would you like some coffee?
Oh, lovely, thanks. There you are.
Thanks.
Right then, we'll get straight down to it. The first thing is that I've had a letter from Sid's solicitor. I'm afraid Sid has complained about the current access he's getting to Jamie.
Oh, has he? Oh, dear. Have I upset him?
Cathy.
What?
Are you deliberately making it difficult for Sid to see Jamie?
No.
He's very much under the impression that you are.
Well, I'm afraid that's tough on Sid, isn't it?
With respect, no, it's not. He has every right to spend a reasonable amount of time with his son, and in law, you shouldn't be trying to stop him.
Oh, that can't be right.
I'm afraid it is.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's just ridiculous. I'm Jamie's mother. What if Sid was, well, I don't know, abusive or something?
Is he?
No, of course not. But surely it should be me who has the ultimate say.
Yes, but Sid has rights too.
As far as I'm concerned, he gave those up when he moved that woman in. I'm not backing down on this one, Usha. I won't have Jamie spending time at the Bull. Not while she's there.
I see. This is because of Jolene having moved in.
I don't want my son being brought up by her.
OK, look, let me make this as clear as possible. Sid is Jamie's father, and as such, Jamie has every right to see him, no matter what company Sid keeps. To put it at its bluntest, Kathy, if Jolene's at the Bull when you drop off Jamie, it is not your affair.
Interesting choice of words.
I mean it, Kathy. Your approval of Jolene will not be an issue if they decide to take this before a judge.
Won't come to that, will it?
It will, if you keep making it difficult for Sid in this way. You must understand how serious this is, Kathy.
Yes, all right. It's just very hard to bear, Usha, thinking about Jamie with her after what she's done. I don't want him to like her.
Well, all I can say is you need to find a compromise if you don't want it to go to court. It'll cloud the issue, too. It looks as if we have a fair way to go in other matters.
Oh? What other matters?
Your financial settlement.
They've come back on that, have they?
Yes, and I don't think you're going to find the amount of capital offered acceptable here.
Oh, I see. Is that all?
It's certainly not enough to let you buy a suitable house for yourself and Jamie with the kind of mortgage you could raise on your current pay, or even if you were back in part-time teaching. Mm. They seem to be assuming that just because you're a qualified teacher, you'd be able to get back into that kind of work immediately.
So what do you propose we do?
I'll write and tell them to come back with an offer we can take seriously. With your permission, of course.
Ugh, you go right ahead. Good to know there's one aspect going in my favour.
Mike!
Oh, hello, love. Thought you'd have left, boy, now.
Yeah, just off to the shop. Listen, can you remember what time Roy said he'd be back?
He's on the late shift, I think. Why?
Well, Kate's just been on the phone.
Oh, again? My, ain't we the honoured ones? Second time this week, isn't
it? Yeah. I think she wants to talk about him and Hayley moving in together.
Well, it's none of her business.
Well, it does affect Phoebe.
Maybe it does, but she's hardly got the right to complain, has she? Can't really expect to start calling the shots about Phoebe's upbringing from halfway round the world. Anyway, I'd better get on with this.
Gonna be here all afternoon?
No, reckon I'll be done in a couple of hours. Should have come up here and cleaned out the junk weeks ago when picking finished, but you know how it is.
What are you going to do with all this stuff?
We'll find a use for it, I expect. Or we could flog it. Always someone going to need a set of scales and such like. Now, the big thing is what we're going to do with the land.
Oh, that's up to Neil, isn't it?
No use waiting on Neil Carter to come up with new ideas. Yeah, it'd be doomsday then, wouldn't we?
If you say so.
Whereas yours truly is fairly brimming with them.
Well, I see. So what's the big idea this time?
Well, for here, I thought maybe we could have a forest tree nursery. Well, there's a big demand for trees these days, you know, for parks and road verges and such.
Oh, yeah? Well, won't that take a lot of work?
Well, yeah, but spreads over a longer time, and it means we wouldn't have all the hassle of a picking period.
Oh, that's true enough. Well, sounds like it might be a goer, then.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Oh, listen, did Clary mention to you about Friday?
Friday?
Picking up the apples from Grange Farm so Joe can make cider. I said we'd help out.
Well, yeah, but Eddie still has to ask Brian's permission. It may not happen yet.
Of course he'd have any objection.
You never know with Brian Aldridge, do you? Oh, look, I'd better get going, love.
All right.
Susan will wonder where I've got to. So, see you later, then.
Yeah, bye.
Hello, Tim.
Afternoon, Cathy. How's things?
Oh, you know, up and down. Full basket you've got there. Planning on feeding the 5,000.
No, just the two of us. But I thought I'd do something a bit special, you know? Spur of the moment thing.
Oh, is Siobhan back then? I'd heard she was away.
Winging her way back from Brussels as we speak. She'll be back in time for dinner.
Great. She had a good time.
Marvellous by all accounts.
Here we go, Tim. One packet of oregano. I thought we'd just got some in.
Thanks.
Hello, Cathy.
Hi.
And that, I think, is my lot.
Right. Oh, I hope Siobhan appreciates all this effort you're going to on her behalf.
Yeah, I'm sure she will.
Wish Mike could do me a special meal occasionally.
Oh, doesn't Mike cook?
Not really, no. Can just about boil an egg, I think.
Mike, see?
Oh, and could I have 2 tickets for the harvest supper, please?
Yeah, certainly. Right, that's £6 for the tickets and £18.10 for the rest, please.
There you go, £18.10. And there's 6 for the tickets.
Oh, ta.
Right, I'll be on my way then. I'll see you later, Betty. Bye, Cathy.
Bye, Tim.
Bye. Yeah, well, if only they were all like that, eh, Cathy?
Yeah, if only. Well, they never are they? In my experience, they're moody, treat you like something cross between a cleaner and a cook, and then trade you in for the first bit of cleavage that comes along.
Okay.
I'm not feeling terribly well disposed towards men at the moment. I had a meeting with Usha this morning.
Oh, dear. Things not going according to plan, then?
Oh, they're going pretty much as these things do go, I think. It's just a messy business, and it's not pleasant.
Oh, well, soon be over, eh? How's things going over at the organic shop?
Not bad, actually.
You're doing the in-store demonstrations next week, aren't you?
That's right. Be a bit like being a home economics teacher again. Only without the pay, obviously.
Look, I don't want you to think I'm being defensive or nothing, Ruth.
I promise you, I don't think that, Mike, honestly.
I mean, I know about dairy farming. I really do. I know we've got to get the hygiene in the parlour right.
Of course.
I've stuck to all the procedures like glue. Me and Neil both are. You only have to ask
him. I'm sure you have, Mike. Look...
And even then, I know full well that either Mr. Archer or yourself or David might come in just to check that we're doing it proper.
So what is the matter then?
It's just... Oh, I get really hacked off when Bert Fry, of all people, waltzes in and tries to lecture me on what I should or shouldn't be doing. Especially knowing his record in dairy procedure.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault, but... Well, it's not like he ain't got anything else to do, is it?
No, it isn't. Look, I'll have a word with him, OK? Make sure he stays out of your way.
Thanks. Anyway, I'd better be getting back now.
Bye!
Oh, hi, Usha. I'll see you, Ruth.
Bye, Mike. Everything all right? He didn't look too happy.
No, he's OK. Just fed up with Bert.
Yeah, right.
Social call, is this?
Well, I just thought I'd pop in on my way home, see how you were doing.
I've been better, to be honest.
You've been feeling ill?
No, it's not that. Listen, do you fancy walking with me to have a quick look at the cows? And go and have a cup of tea afterwards.
Suits me. So, what's up?
Well, I told you we were having this family conference thing at the weekend.
Oh, yeah. How'd it go?
Badly. Very badly.
Oh, dear.
Huge row. I walked out.
Really?
I just couldn't stand it anymore.
Well, that doesn't sound like you.
No. Normally, I'd stay and slug it out. Oh, I don't know, Usha. It's like... Well, it's like I've got a whole different set of priorities now. And arguing with Kenton and Elizabeth doesn't come top of them.
Kenton? How are you arguing with Kenton?
You may well ask. Kenton had his share years ago, but now, because his wife's pregnant, he thinks he didn't get a big enough slice of the cake.
Oh, no, really?
Afraid so. In spite of the fact that Phil and Jill have poured money his way every time he got into trouble. Anyway, after Sunday and the big row, he's been keeping well away from here. That's really upset Jill. I reckon because she didn't automatically leap onto his side, he sort of blames her.
Oh, dear, it sounds awful.
It is. But what makes it worse is that it's also stupid. Oh, I'm fed up with them.
I can't say I blame you, but what can you do?
Nothing. That's what's so frustrating. Look, you must have seen a few family feuds like this in your profession, over wills and the like.
One or two.
So, generally, do they get resolved happily?
You really want me to answer that truthfully?
I think you already have.
No, come on. You just hang in there. Wait for a resolution to present itself.
The truth is, Usha, I'm not sure if I want to anymore. I've realised I've more important things to think about. Or at least I should have.
A little bit of pepper. Mmm, that is so good. Jamie Oliver, eat your heart out. Hello?
Hi. Yeah, where are you? No, I'm fine. When are you going to get here?
You're where?
Oh, what are you doing at Ambridge Hall? Yeah, I see. Well, you shouldn't have been on the village green, should you? That's where Linda waits to ambush people. Yes, why has she kidnapped you? Ah. Well, and you've said yes. Yeah, I do know what she's like, yes. And I'm sure you'll make a wonderful job of designing her set, but... Now, I just think it's time you said your goodbyes and came home, don't you? She's made you dinner. Right. No, I hadn't planned anything special. No, just a sandwich. Right, fine. No, I'll see you later. Yeah, me too. Bye. Oh, well, dinner for one, then.
Right, just off.
You got it into Borchester?
See the solicitor? Yep.
Well, whatever he says, don't let him get you down, OK?
Me? No, I've learned to take the rough with the smooth these days. Besides, with a bit of luck, we'll have some movement on the Jamie situation. Maybe I'll be able to take him out this week without Cathy making it difficult for me.
Well, I think you might need to be a bit patient on that one, Sid. He only said he was writing to Usha last week.
Yeah, I know, but... Oh, it's so nice to have the law on my side for a change. I'd love to have seen the look on Cathy's face when Usha told her she's in the wrong.
Oh, come on, we said we weren't going to have any of that.
No, but you can't blame me. Well, not this once, anyway.
Well, what time are you expecting to be back?
Well, it shouldn't be too long. I thought I might pop into the cash and carry afterwards. Why?
Well, I could do with a hand clearing out that function room.
No real reason.
Of course there is. We've got the decorators coming in tomorrow, remember?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was Friday.
No, it's tomorrow.
Oh, blimey, I'd forget me head if it wasn't screwed on.
Well, I'm saying nothing. And don't forget I'm going to order that jukebox and pool table for up there. So I can do without the hassle of opening up as well.
Yeah, OK, I'll give the cash and carry a miss.
Right, so I'll see you when you get back.
Yeah. Going to have two bars to clean out once that function room gets going. Do you think we'll be able to manage?
Of course we will. I'm really looking forward to getting it all up and running, aren't you?
Yes, I am, really, yeah. I mean, needs must and all that, but... Well, it's a new venture, isn't it? Always exciting, starting something new.
Yeah, something new that's ours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose it will be, won't it?
Look, much as I'd love you to watch me cleaning this place out forever... Don't you think you better get your skates on? He charges by the hour, you know.
Yeah, I suppose I better add. Kiss, kiss. I'll see you when I get back.
Mind how you go.
See ya.
Morning, Betty.
Hello, stranger. How was your trip?
Fantastic. I've fallen in love with Brussels. It's a lovely city.
Nice work if you can get it.
Yes, that's what Tim says. Well, I expect he would if I ever saw him.
Oh?
Oh, yes. Guess who got recruited into being a set designer yesterday?
Sorry, now I'm really confused.
Well, I was literally on my way home when I thought, Tim's bound not to have got anything to eat.
Oh.
So I thought I'd pop in here to get something.
I see.
Anyway, listen, I'm hardly out of the car when suddenly I'm being waylaid by Linda Snell.
Oh.
She starts talking about this production of The Mikado she's putting on. You've heard about this, I take it.
Oh, hasn't everybody? She tried to get you to be in it, didn't she?
No. She asked me if I'd like to design the set, and I found myself saying yes.
Oh, have I done anything like that before?
Well... I did a bit of art at school and such like, and I have got a drawing programme on the computer, so I thought, how hard can it be? Anyway, before I can object, she's whisked me off to Ambridge Hall, she's cooked dinner for me and Robert, and she's spending the rest of the evening bombarding me with design ideas and showing me books on Japanese culture.
Oh, see, you didn't get home till late then.
I certainly didn't. By the time I did get in, poor old Tim was away with the fairies.
Let me get this straight. You didn't eat with Tim at all.
No. Oh, dishcloths?
To your right.
Ah, thanks.
Oh, that's a shame. So you never had any of that lovely meal?
What lovely meal?
The one Tim was going to cook for you.
Now I'm confused, Betty. What do you mean?
Dad!
Hang on a sec.
Thought you were going to be in the office today.
Well, I just thought I'd do a few hours drilling.
Isn't David supposed to be doing that?
Well, he has something to deal with over at Brookfield. And I like to keep our hand in occasionally. Well, anything to report here?
Oh, nothing really. Alice just phoned to say she's staying at Gemma's for tea, that's all.
Oh, is she? Well, how do you fancy eating out then?
Well,
I mean, just something simple. Save you from cooking.
Yes, why not?
Good, well, that's settled then. Meantime, I suppose I'd better...
Afternoon.
Oh, Hello, Eddie.
Eddie, just the man I wanted to talk to.
Oh, well, that's a coincidence.
What can we do for you?
I come to ask a favour, as it happens. You know our... You know the orchard over at Grange Farm?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, we was wondering whether we could go and pick up the apples there. They're just lying around rotting at the moment. Most of them are, anyway. Dad was kind of hoping he might be able to make some cider one last batch.
Mm, I see.
It's a sort of family tradition for this time of year.
Yes, I know it is. Sure to be fine, won't it, Brian? Brian?
Look, I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, well, we did wonder. That's why Clary said I should come and ask.
Oh, for goodness sake, it's only a few apples.
Well, it's more than just a few, darling. Eddie, look, I really don't want to seem mean-spirited, but officially they're the property of the estate. Now, we all know that nobody else wants them, but you can just imagine the trouble Matt Crawford might create if he found out I was giving them away.
Oh, Brian, sure.
No, it's all right. Oh, I don't want to cause trouble about it. Just thought I'd ask, that's all. Any road I'd better get on.
No, look. Hang on, Eddie. If you want to make them into cider, that's up to you. But if someone sees you, I don't know anything about it, OK? And if anyone from Borchester Land finds out, well, you're on your own. I know nothing.
You're a real gent, Mr. Aldridge. Thanks a lot.
No, I'm a completely ignorant gent, Eddie.
Right, I'll be getting along then.
Right.
Didn't you have something you wanted to say to Eddie, darling?
Hmm? Oh, yes, I did. Eddie, I've got some work needs doing, if you want it.
Of course. Never turn my nose up at a bit of extra cash. What's the job?
I need part of the riverbank fencing off. You know, the bit down by the bridge near the country park.
Oh, that's estate land, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So I'd actually be working for the estate, would I?
I suppose you would, yes.
It's quite a big job, Eddie. It's to help protect the fishing stocks.
Yeah, right.
So obviously I'd need to be sure you're able to take it on. Eddie?
Sorry, Mr. Aldridge. Look, do you mind if I think about it? Like you say, it's a big job. I wouldn't want to take anything on I couldn't handle.
Oh, OK. Well, let me know.
I will. I'd better get on any road. I'll see you. Bye, Mrs. Aldridge.
Bye, Eddie.
That's strange. Thought he'd have jumped at the chance.
Hello?
Oh, hang on. Don't come in just yet.
What?
Just stay there for a second.
Siobhan?
Just hang on. Okay, you can come in now.
What's going on in here? Oh.
Come in, sit down. Have a glass of wine.
I will. Is that paella?
Yes. It'll be ready in a second.
I love paella.
I know. And you have no idea how difficult it is to get mussels in Borchester after 3 o'clock.
And you look gorgeous. Okay, what have I done to deserve this? More to the point, what have you done? You haven't crashed the car, have you?
No. This is just to say thanks for the special meal yesterday.
How did you know about that?
Half the village knew about it by the time Betty had told everyone what a good husband you were. Any time I ran into anyone, they asked me how the meal went.
Ah.
So why didn't you say anything?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose I didn't want to nag you on the day you came home. And I didn't fancy the wrath of Linda Snell if I wrenched her set designer from what was obviously a very creative meeting.
I see. Well, next time, we'll risk that, shall we? Honestly, I'm just having a sandwich, he says.
White lie.
Anyway, thanks for the welcome home, darling.
Mm.
I'm sure it would have been lovely.
Yes, it was, actually. It was delicious.
There you go, Di.
Any idea how long the table's going to be?
Yes, Sid said about 10 minutes.
Oh, good. I'm famished.
Me too.
Evening, all.
Hello, Joe.
Evening, Joe.
Mind if I joined you?
Well, we were just about to go in and eat,
oh,
weren't
you? I will keep you. Just wanted a quick word.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, I understand you offered my Eddie some work this afternoon.
Yes, I did, as it happened.
He wasn't sure he could take it on.
Oh, we'll take it on, all right. Not so rich as we can turn down that kind of money just yet.
You sure? Because Eddie didn't seem to be that keen. And if he's going to do this, I really need to know he'll see it through.
Look, it weren't a job that was putting him off. It was the idea of working for the estate.
Ah.
Yeah, well, after what's happened, neither is fancy taking money from the likes of Matt Crawford, as you can imagine.
Oh, of course, we hadn't thought.
Well, yes, of course, that makes more sense now. Well, look, Joe, you can tell Eddie I perfectly understand. And If he doesn't want the job, I won't hold it against
him. Oh, no. We'll do it all right. Can't afford to let pride get in the way of a job like that. Oh, he's going to speak to you himself tomorrow. Me too, Mrs. Aldridge. I wanted to speak to you about something else. Mm-hmm. This chilling tales evening you're doing for Halloween. Am I right in thinking there's free punch for them that takes part?
Well, yes, but
yeah, well, that's good then, because I expect you'll be glad of yours truly contributing a couple of local ghost stories.
Well, which local stories would these be?
Well, there's the tale of the Obbound for a start.
Oh, yes, now that's a good one, Jenny.
Yes, it is, but I think most people would have heard that one by now, don't you?
They knew about the little told tale from up Avery way. The story of a tinker called John Briar who come back from the other side to haunt a local squire.
Yes, I'm sure it's very interesting.
Chilling
but...
and bloody too.
But the thing is, well, the evening's meant to be, well, literature-based. You know, Dickens and H.G. Wells and such like.
Well, I don't know about you, darling. I think a bit of local folk culture, well, I think it'll add a real touch of class to the evening.
Thank you, darling.
Oh, he's got a point, Mrs. Aldridge. Touch of class is right.
Oh, all right then, Joe. Thank you.
My pleasure. Now, I wonder what costume I should wear.
Costume?
Go, mate. It's £2 exactly. So.
Just can't believe it.
Come on, love. There's no need to look so down about it.
Well, it's pretty devastating stuff.
No, it isn't.
Oh, St. Perks, this time a couple of weeks ago, you'd have been suicidal over this.
Yeah, well, I'm still taking Jamie out on Friday, aren't I? Kathy may take me to the cleaners financially, but she can't take away my son. And that's one in the eye for her, as far as I'm concerned.
I didn't think she'd just reject the settlement out of hand.
But she did. And now she has. I've got to go and talk to my accountant about raising more capital, which is a pain, but it has to be done. In the meantime, we keep fighting back.
We do. I thought maybe we could open the new bar with a bonfire night party.
Right then. That's exactly what we'll do. Sounds great.
Sid, I can't believe I won't be taking all this.
Gotta be positive, Joey. It's the only way I'm going to keep the pub in the end, isn't it? Keep positive, work all hours, and with luck, we'll win through.
With the extra income from the new bar, of course.
Oh, yeah, it goes without saying. Yeah, we're going to have to make that function room work for us. Because right now, it's the only real weapon we've got.
Come here, you. Ah, I suppose we'd better get you dressed, really, if we're going to go out today.
Actually, I don't want to be a killjoy. I think we may have to wait for a bit. Lily appears to be dropping off.
Oh, your sister can't do that, can she, Freddy? Not on my last day, surely.
Afraid so. Well, have you enjoyed your stay?
Yeah, pretty much.
You could try and sound a little more enthusiastic.
Oh, don't get me wrong. It's been great here. It was wonderful seeing you and Nigel and these two, but... Well, Elizabeth, to be honest, there's a pregnant lady in Australia I'm missing rather a lot. And in other ways, this visit has been just a teeny bit strange.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't think I'm going to forget Sunday's little episode for a very long time.
Me neither. Actually, while we're on that subject, I've been thinking...
Ooh, it's a dangerous pastime.
No, seriously, Kenton. Well, this problem with the cows at Brookfield... Well, I know it's over, but from what Dad was saying, it obviously cost quite a bit.
And Dave wasn't exactly trying to underplay it either.
Yeah, well, it's David that's worrying me, actually.
What do you mean?
Apparently it's come about because he wasn't keeping his eye on the ball.
Yeah, well, that is understandable, I suppose. He's had a lot on his plate.
Yeah, but with Dad doing less these days, it's not going to change. What I don't want to see is Brookfield lurching from one crisis to another because David's too busy to cope.
Actually, that's a good point. No, it needs watching. Otherwise, when the time comes, there might be nothing left to inherit.
I can only keep an eye on things, I suppose.
Hello?
That Dad?
Sounds like it. Oh. We're in the sitting room, Dad.
Oh, hello, love. Nigel said I should come straight through. Morning, Kenton.
Dad?
Take a seat, Dad. Would you like some coffee?
No, thanks. Shan't be staying long. I just thought I'd pop over to see how you're doing.
Oh, we're all right, aren't we, Elizabeth?
Yes, we're fine.
Good. We did think we'd see a little more of you over at Brookfield this last week, Kenton.
Well, without beating about the bush, Dad, Brookfield's not a place where I feel especially welcome at the moment.
Oh, no, that's unfair.
Is it really?
Oh, come on, you two, don't start arguing, please. Especially not in front of the children.
Okay, okay.
Hello.
Your mother's quite upset.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry if I've upset Mum. That's the last thing I intended to do. But after Sunday, well, we both felt that the two sides needed to cool off.
Oh, so it is a question of two sides, is it?
Well, what do you think, Dad? It's hardly
Kenton,
happy...
Dad, will you stop it, please? I mean it.
Look, I just want to make sure you're going to come and say goodbye to your mother. She'd be devastated if she didn't see you before you leave.
Oh, of course I am. We both planned to come around this afternoon, didn't we, Elizabeth?
Yes, we did.
Well, we weren't to know that, were we?
And if I see Dave or Ruth or Shula, I'll even say goodbye to them as well. Although whether they'll want to speak to me is another matter entirely.
Dad?
Hiya.
You do realise the pickers are all up at the potato field waiting?
Yeah, well, I won't be a minute.
OK, if you don't mind paying them to do nothing.
Oh, I don't expect they'll worry too much. Surly lot we've got this year.
They seem all right to me.
Oh, yes. I've noticed you and Beryl getting on like a house on fire. Isn't she the one who gave you such a hard time last year?
Ah, well, that's because I've got a new friend in Serena.
Oh, yes, of course. Beryl's daughter.
If Serena's happy, Beryl's happy.
I see.
She's coming out for a drink with me this evening.
What?
Serena, after I finished my rehearsal.
Look, don't you think you're playing a dangerous game here?
What do you mean?
I mean, it's bad enough you playing Kirsty and Lauren off against each other without throwing Beryl the Peril's daughter into the equation.
Oh, Dad.
No, I'm just concerned for your safety, that's all, son. If any of them find out, they'll skin you alive.
Look, one, they won't find out, and two, I'm only taking Serena out for a drink, just as a mate.
Yeah, well, you can't say I haven't warned you. You're riding for a fall, my lad. You mark my words.
I'll bear it in mind, Dad.
God, three of them. Blimey.
Three from its genius to Tulare. Three little maids from school. Three little maids from school.
Oh, that was lovely.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Archer.
You obviously haven't forgotten your training.
No, I'm still singing. Felpisham Choral Society.
Well, we're delighted to have you on board. Oh. We'll have a run through with the other two later.
Oh, great. Can you excuse me a minute, Mr. Archer? I just need to get a drink of water.
Oh, yes, of course. That's fine. The kitchen's over there. Oh,
won't be a minute.
Right. Hello, Tommy. Guess what? It appears we've found our yum-yum.
Yeah, Linda said. Good, is she?
She's absolutely marvellous. She's got a delightful voice, and I think she's very pretty.
Oh, great. Can't wait to meet her.
Well, here she is.
Tom!
What?
There she is. Our yum-yum, see what I mean?
Lauren, I don't believe it.
Hello, you. Surprised to see me.
Oh, you already know each other, then?
Just a bit. What are you doing here?
Oh, honestly, Mr. Archer, sometimes he's willfully thick. Have you noticed it?
Oh, we try not to point it out too often.
I auditioned. I got the part. I'm Yum Yum.
Oh, great.
Well, try not to look too pleased.
No, I am. Really, I am. It's just... Well, I didn't think you could sing.
Mr. Archer?
Certainly.
Oh, so you can sing. That's wonderful.
Oh, Mrs. Snell seems pleased.
Actually, we should have started by now. I'll just see if I can find out what's happened to Linda. Won't be a minute.
OK, Uncle Phil.
You don't seem to be terribly happy about this, Tom.
No, I'm fine about it, really. It's just... I'm really surprised, that's all.
I thought it would be a laugh.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be.
And I can maybe help you with your performance. We can practice together.
Look, are you sure you want to do this? In fact, I was thinking of jacking it in, you know. They could really do with a nanky-poo who can actually sing.
Oh, don't be silly. You'll be fine.
But I mean, Gilbert and Sullivan, I really wouldn't have thought it was your scene.
Why not? It's yours.
Is it?
Well, you were the one who had to stop seeing me because of rehearsals. So you can't be hating it that much. Besides, my mum's played me Gilbert and Sullivan records since I was tiny. I know virtually all the Savoy operas by heart.
You never said.
You never asked. I think it's because you spend so much time concentrating on other stuff.
Lauren!
You love it, really. Now, where are you taking me after rehearsals tonight?
Tonight?
That is the whole point, Tom, darling. I'm doing this so we can spend some more time together.
Yeah, that's what was... I hoped you'd say. We can go anywhere you like.
How about we go for a drink at the...
Except the ball. Anywhere but the ball. Seem to spend my life at the ball these days.
Oh, yes. Not taking anyone else there, I hope.
Right. There you go, Phil.
Oh, thank you, Tony.
Well, Sid's getting on well with the new bar. Mm. There must be quite a lot of young trade out there he's not getting.
Yeah, so he says. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers. And, of course, the divorce must be costing him a few bob. Could do with the extra cash.
Yes, well, it's never going to be cheap when a family decides to tear itself apart. I speak from bitter experience.
Oh, dear. That sounded heartfelt.
It is, believe me.
Is this all to do with the future of the farm? Jill mentioned to Jennifer there'd been some sort of row.
Yes, well, I suppose things aren't quite as bad as they were. Yeah. I mean, Kenton did at least come to say goodbye to Jill this afternoon, even if the atmosphere was a bit strained.
Is Kenton not speaking to Jill, then?
Kenton's not really speaking to any of us. Oof. Neither is Elizabeth, for that matter. And to be honest, I really don't know what to do about it anymore.
Oh, dear.
And even if I could find a solution, there's no guarantee they won't move the goalposts again. Mm. That was one of the things that happened on Sunday.
Oh, sounds dreadful.
It was.
Yeah, well, I remember it happening to me, of course. Getting next to nothing out of Ambridge Farmers. It's hard at the time.
Well, but... you haven't done badly.
Yeah, exactly. And these family feuds can blow over. After all, wasn't all that long ago when Jennifer and Brian weren't speaking to me and Pat. Mm. You remember all that business with Tommy's trial?
I do.
All water under the bridge now. Well, pretty much.
Dad!
Oh, talk of the devil.
Dad, has Serena been in yet?
Serena?
Yeah, Beryl's daughter. Been working for us on the potatoes. Red hair. Has she been in yet?
In here? Oh, not that I've seen.
Oh, brilliant. Right, do us a favour. When she comes in, can you tell her that I can't make it?
What?
No, hang on. Why should I do your dirty work?
Please, Dad, I really need this one favour.
Yeah, well, that is maybe, but why can't you tell her yourself?
Because...
Tom?
Oh, hello again, Lauren.
Hello.
Lauren's our yum-yum, Tony.
Is she, by chance?
Yeah.
Hi, Tony.
Hello.
What are you doing in here, Lauren? I thought you were going to wait in the van.
Well, that explains a few things.
Thought I'd nip and get some crisps.
No time. Not if we're going all the way over to Edgeley. Dad?
Oh, go on, then. I'll do you a favour for you.
Thanks, I owe you one. Come on then, Lauren.
Oh, okay then. Bye, Tony. Bye, Mr. Archer.
Bye.
See you.
What on earth was all that about?
That, Phil, was about Tommy getting his comeuppance. He's just stood up the daughter of Brazen Beryl and has been playing two lovely girls off against each other for weeks. It'll end in tears. I know it will.
They're usually pretty reliable, but if they're not here in 5 minutes, I'll call them again.
Well, we've plenty of time. I made sure that I booked the cab early.
I can't believe you're leaving, Kenton. It feels like you only just arrived.
Yeah, I'll be back again soon. And with a bit of luck, I'll have Mel and the new baby with me.
Well, there's plenty of room for you here. And you promise I'll be the first to know when the little one's born.
I'll put your number on the speed dial, OK? God, I wish I could be around to help more. You know, with the situation.
So do I. I'll have to manage without you, won't I?
Yeah, just don't let it stress you out, OK? You've got to look after yourself too, remember?
I will.
And you can always call me.
Don't worry. Oh, there's the cab.
Oh, right. Give us a hug then.
Oh. I'm going to miss you, Kenton.
Me too. Right. Just get these.
Can you manage?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Well, take care. Have a good journey.
I'll try. Oh, and listen. Hang in there, OK? Don't let any of them, Dave, Ruth, Dad, don't let them bully you into accepting anything you don't want. You stick to your guns.
I will, don't worry.
Yeah. Fight the good fight, Elizabeth. And remember, this is for the kids, yours and mine. Bye.
I won't give in, I promise. Bye, Kenton. Bye.
All right, all
right, I'm coming. Here we go. Hungry, are we? Well, there's a surprise. Oh, hiya!
Hiya!
You were back early?
Yeah, well, Debbie and Brian pretty much have the drilling in hand, so I thought I'd come and give Dad a hand with the spuds.
Oh, okay.
Listen, said I'd take the trailer over to Grange Farm tonight. Help the Grundys hauling their cider apples when they're all picked up.
Yeah, you go ahead. I'm glad they're doing it.
Well, do you want to come? Eddie said Clary's laying on a picnic. We could get Mum to babysit, you know, do a bit of socialising.
Do you mind if I give it a miss?
Oh, it's a shame. Why?
It's just we seem to have asked your Mum to babysit a lot lately.
No more than usual, surely. And you know as well as I do, she's always glad to do it.
I know, but I'd rather do the kids' bedtime, if you don't mind.
Oh, OK then.
You go, though. Have a good time.
Look, everything is all right, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. Why?
Well, it's just you've been very quiet this last week. You've not been feeling ill or anything.
I'm fine, honestly.
You sure?
David!
All right, but you know, if I don't ask, you won't tell me, will you?
Look, if I have been quiet, it's because I've been doing a bit of thinking, that's all. You know, since Sunday's little do.
Yeah, well, we've all been thinking about that, haven't we? The trouble with impossible questions is that they're, well, lacking in answers.
Maybe.
What? Don't tell me you found one.
Not exactly. Not in the way you think. I just...
Hello, David. I didn't know you'd be back this morning.
Yeah.
Come to check up on me, have we?
No, of course not. You off now, Neil?
Yeah, the parlour's all spick and span. The engineer said he'd never seen one like it when he came yesterday.
Neil and Mike have been doing a really good job.
Oh, good. Did you remember?
Yes, I did. I've done everything I'm supposed to, hygiene-wise. Those cows are so clean, you could let them run around in your sitting room.
If we had the spares, you could.
Good. Because, you know, it is still important.
I think Neil knows how important it is.
Yeah, OK. I'm, you know, just saying.
Anyway, I better get moving. You two going to be at that apple-picking beano of Eddie's this evening?
Yep, I will be. Ruth's staying with the kids, though.
Oh, right. Well, I'll see you there, then. Bye, Ruth!
See you.
Bye.
I think you should ease up on Mike and Neil.
I'm not being that hard on them, am I?
Just a bit.
Well, I've been dealing with a serious problem.
They know that, and things are looking much better thanks to their efforts.
Yeah, but, well, can't be too careful.
Sure, but you don't want to alienate them, do you?
No, I won't. But I'm not easing up on the hygiene in the parlour. It's too important.
Mike, there's a beauty right by your foot there.
What? Oh, yeah, you're right. Anyway, I reckon we should try and plan it over about a 3-year period.
So, we wouldn't see any profits until that first 3 years was up, right?
Well, no, but like I said, this is more... Well, we've got to play the long game with this idea, basically.
Oh, I understand that. How much land would we be using?
Oh, 3, maybe 4 acres.
Oh, right.
But you've got to admit, it'd be so much easier than running the pick your own. No chance of trees being washed away by a rainstorm or eaten up by pigs, is there?
That's true enough.
So, what do you think?
Well, to be honest, I think it sounds like a good idea.
Oh, great. Well, I'll set the wheels in motion then, shall I? Come up with some ideas as to what we should plant first.
Now, just hold your horses a second, Mike. I'd like to discuss it with Susan before I say yes for definite.
God, blimey. You amaze me, Neil Carter, honest you do.
What?
You ain't exactly wanting to grab the bull by the horns, are you? Offering you a golden opportunity here. You've still got to okay it with the missus.
Yes, I have, as it happens. And I'm sure the missus will think it's a good idea too. But that doesn't mean I don't run things by her first off, Mike Tucker, all right?
Yeah, all right, all right. Keep your hair on. Quite a few come out to help, haven't we?
Yeah, certainly have. Look, here's the boss arriving.
David?
Go on, put your backs into it.
Oh, ain't that just like management? Always arriving when most of the work's done.
Perks of authority, mate. Yeah, I'll just get this parked up, then I'll join you.
Yeah, you want to watch it, Neil. Make sure you use the correct hygiene procedures when you pick up them apples, otherwise he'll have you.
Oh, yeah, very funny. Anyway, he had been quite so bad this week, not like last week.
Ain't kidding. Couldn't turn round in that dairy without one of them being there.
Yeah, who are we getting on, then?
Huh? Oh, all right, Joe. Lots of these have gone a bit rotten, mind.
Oh, don't you worry about that, Mike Tucker. Just bung them all in.
All adds to the flavour, doesn't it?
Oh, I reckon it does it, that. Now, Clary's just finishing laying out the picnic, so if you want us to go over to the van and help yourselves...
Yeah, right, well, we'll just pick a few more here and then we'll be over.
Right, you are.
Hey,
you all right, love? Looking a bit thoughtful.
Don't know about thoughtful and blooming cold.
You ain't kidding.
Funny time for a picnic, really.
Yeah, I reckon it'll be the last one this year.
Yeah, then winter really will start kicking in.
That's what's worrying you, is it? Thought it might be.
Well, we can't stay in the caravan much longer, can we? And Edward certainly can't stay out in that bender no more, so he's going to have to go back to the flat. Well, and if he's going to go back there full-time, he needs someone with him full-time. Of course, you only have to say the words, Meta Rose, to Joe.
Look, Clary, love, look. Will you just trust me when I tell you he ain't going back to Meta Rose? It's not happening.
But look, what else can we do?
Hey, I'm on the case, I promise you. I'll get it sorted. Got us out of there, didn't I?
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm going to keep us out of there. You got my word on it. Okay.
Okay.
All right, then. How does this lot suit you?
Not a lot left to pick up now.
We got a good couple of hard workers here ready.
Oh, yeah.
Think they've earned themselves a drink and a bite to eat, don't you, Clary Lou?
I certainly do. The cider on the table, gents, and food in the van.
All right.
I think we'll have a toast, shall we? Thanks very much for all your help, everyone. Here's to you. May this be the best dropper cider Dad's ever made.
Hiya.
I'm in the kitchen.
Hi. All right?
Yep.
Thought you'd be watching the telly.
Fancied having a read.
So I see. You know what I fancy? Nice cup of hot chocolate. Do you want one?
No, I'm all right, thanks.
Kidoki.
You seem cheerful. Fun at Grange Farm, was it?
Yeah, it was, actually.
Did Clary lay on a good picnic?
Yeah, it was nice. Quite a few people from the village. All very communal. You should have come. You'd have enjoyed it.
Reckon I would. There's something about village life, isn't there?
There is.
I reckon there's thousands of villages just like this one.
Well, similar, certainly. So, is that all you've done this evening? Sitting in the kitchen reading?
Well, put the kids to bed. They had a nice long story. But it's a good kitchen to sit in. Not quite like the one up at the farmhouse.
Ah, I see. Look, we will get there in the end, love. This will get sorted, I promise.
Will it? I sometimes wonder.
You've been worrying about it all week, haven't you?
Well, don't tell me you've been thinking about much else, especially after Sunday.
Well, to be honest, I haven't actually had the time to preoccupy myself with it. I've been drilling over at Brian's and keeping an eye on the cows and seeing to the potatoes, you know. Life goes on.
Couldn't have put it better myself. Life goes on.
And?
Oh, I've just been thinking, that's all. This business with Brookfield. I mean, look what it's done to us all, David. Jill and Phil not knowing what to do for the best. Shula running around trying to please everybody. Us with daggers drawn on one side, and Elizabeth and Kenton the same on the other. Where's the good?
Well, you got me there. I wish I knew, but I don't see what there is to be done about it.
It's just that...
Well, go on, love. It's all right.
Look at what I went through. Worry, surgery. And all through that time, I thought that I was going to leave you. And you must have thought the same.
Yeah, of course I did.
Well, I don't know about you, but I've come out the other side of that with a whole different set of priorities. And one thing I certainly don't want is to watch everyone arguing over something as paltry as money.
Yeah, you're right.
My priorities these days start with you and the kids, and us growing together, and more importantly, us enjoying being a family. Enjoying life, for God's sake.
Yeah.
It feels like I've got a second chance. And I'm sitting here, wasting it, watching everyone snipe at each other. I just don't want to do that anymore. Really, I don't.
Yeah, I know, I know. I understand that, love. But we're talking about priorities, right? We're talking about what makes life work for you, for me, and for the kids.
Right.
And surely one of those priorities has got to be our livelihood. You know, making money at what we do best, farming. In the end, that's why we're fighting.
And my point is, yes, we need a livelihood. Yes, we're farmers. So, yes, we need to farm. But we don't have to be farmers here.
What?
Look, I haven't thought it through in detail or anything, but we could make our life somewhere else, you know. People have. Like I said, there are other villages. You could get a job as a farm manager. Maybe I could work as a consultant. I nearly did it before. And then your mum and dad could do whatever they wanted with Brookfield. They could set it off, split it equally. Oh, give it all to Elizabeth and Kenton if they wanted. But we'd be free of this mess. And it is a mess, David. It's a terrible, terrible mess.
You're suggesting we leave?
It could be a positive move, a fresh start.
Well, hang on, let me get this straight. You're actually suggesting that we leave Brookfield and Ambridge altogether?
Think about it, David. Would it really be such a bad thing?
The Archers was written by Peter Kerry and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn.